Zahra Walia.
Here.
Mohammed Jelani. Amal Mohammed.
It's roll call.
Sabrina Sharif.
At the Somali Club after school at Oregon's biggest high school, David Douglas, in outer southeast Portland. David Douglas students and their families speak a total of more than 40 languages. Three-quarters of the kids are economically disadvantaged, yet the school has a graduation rate slightly higher than the state average and is improving rapidly. Principal John Byers says there's been a big effort to curb absenteeism.
We have five or six AmeriCorps volunteers that do nothing but call students. We do home visits.
When 3 o'clock comes along, many of the 3,000 students don't go home, but head for the tutoring center or after-school language or enrichment classes. Some of their parents join them for classes. And there's a major federally funded summer program.
As much as you can connect kids back somehow to the school, not just within classes, sort of widens that net with an adult that they know, the better off you are with students when they get back in the classroom.
But when students come to Oregon as teenagers from, say, Somalia, with no English and no formal education, it may not be reasonable to expect them to graduate in 4 years. Social service worker Selena Ponce.
We had a 16-year-old student from Somalia who did not know what a pencil was. She did not have the dexterity or the ability to then write.
Even the best prepared students are facing more pressure than ever, according to mental health counselors. Corvallis High has improved its graduation rate from 70 to 90% over 5 years. Taking note of a cluster of suicides, 6 students in Corvallis, nearby Philomath and Albany, have taken their lives since 2010. Corvallis put 2 mental health counselors at the school in a partnership with Trillium Family Services. Counselor Diana Borrow-Boswell says some of the pressure comes from shunning and shaming on social media.
Somebody used the acronym KYS, and I was like, what is that? And they said, oh, it means kill yourself. This is something students will say to each other on social media. Oh, KYS. Shut up. We don't want to hear from you. That's something I never could have imagined hearing from another student when I was in high school.
But Borrow-Boswell says that's not the main mental health problem at Corvallis High. Bigger is students dealing with the trauma of homelessness, foster care, and parents with addictions. Borrow-Boswell says problems that can lead kids to drop out or to the brink of dropping out cut across income lines.
Corvallis is an incredibly high-achieving town. It's one of the most educated cities in the United States. So if you look at students who feel like it's either perfection or they shouldn't bother, then that adds an incredible amount of pressure to them.
Navigating Corvallis' mental health system is rough when the psychiatrists have 6-month waiting lists.
Lily Shellhammer graduated 2 years ago, but after 2 years of severe depression, during which she'd missed school for weeks at a time.
Both of my parents are very successful and are in academics. There's a lot of pressure to continue in that path and get into the best college and do phenomenally in all my classes. So when I wasn't doing quite as well because of biological changes, then that took more of a toll because I felt that my self-worth had gone down because I was no longer able to perform at the level that was expected of my peers and my parents and some teachers.
A Pew study shows 55% of parents fear their kids are or will be struggling with anxiety and depression. In 2008, Oregon education officials decided to phase in tougher graduation requirements, such as 3 years of math, including Algebra 2 or equivalent.
We have high standards, and I think that's a good thing.
Hannah Vandering leads the Oregon Education Association, the state's largest public education employees union.
We have to look at how we support the students in order to reach those standards, not just raise the standards and pretend that we're going to be able to get there.
Relatively tough graduation requirements are one reason Oregon is near the bottom in the national graduation rate rankings. California, for example, offers a college prep and a non-college prep diploma, and that's why it beats Oregon. Vandering says another reason is the higher-than-average level of child hunger.
This is huge in Oregon. We have students who are not completing school because they're going to work, because their families can't afford to put food on the table or roof over their heads.
It all leads to a graduation rate ranking of 47th nationally. State education officials and Governor Kate Brown are now making an improvement in the graduation rate a top priority. In Portland, I'm Jacob Lewin.